Good evening, everyone. This is CICLCO72 on Audio Boom. Road to Recovery 17 on Twitter. That is ROAD. Number 2, word recovery 17. I'm actually thinking of changing my Audio Boom name, but I'm not sure what to. I kind of like my name. That it's a very. It's just one that I'm so used to. So maybe I'll just leave it. Well, a lot of you really don't know a lot about what's been going on. I've been so afraid to say much of anything, but today I have decided that I'm going to go into things a little bit. And whatever you guys think of me is whatever you think. I don't know why I'm so afraid. It's just whatever. Hold on a second. I'm going to okay. I'm going to put my headset. Wow. Okay. What, baby? It's not your snack time yet, sweetheart. No. You just had some of your dry food. Yeah, you did. Want to hear him purring? Hi. Okay, anyway. Smokey says hi, and now he's going to leave. No, he's not. He's just getting comfortable. Okay. For those of you who may or may not know, I suffer from borderline personality disorder. And that includes major depressive disorder, generalized anxiety disorder, and PTSD as well. And I also have problems with eating. It's not been classified as a disorder yet, as far as I know. But I've had these problems since I was a teenager. Although they can't classify you with borderline personality until you're older, because when you're a teenager, your mind is still developing. So, for all these years, I went through different kinds of depression and anxiety disorders. I had insomnia, I had just all kinds of diagnosis as I went along. And so because of that, I really don't like people to see me suffer very much. Because anybody who has usually ends up walking away at some point. So, but I appreciate the people that haven't yet, and I hope they never do. I shouldn't say yet. But is it? That sounds like it's a. It's an opportunity that they will. And I shouldn't say that. So, anyway, these problems have been going on since maybe even childhood, if I think about it. Especially the depression stuff. My family life is far from ideal. I was brought up in foster care since I was 5. My father lost his life to cancer when I was 5. My mother was an alcoholic for many, many years. I lost my older sister to, I'm not sure what, because she had some not conditions, but stuff going on in her life that was far from perfect. So, yeah, that's what happened to that. A lot of my family have addictions and stuff, it seems like. Or there are some mental health issues that go on in our family. I'm not sure to what extent, but I know a lot of my nieces and stuff. I know some of my family, not just nieces, but some of them have come to me and kind of confided in me a little bit, and some of them know about what I go through. Not all of them know, but yeah, it hasn't been an easy life. Not by a long shot. But I continue to survive, even though I've had So, anyway, because I have had the life I have had, I have a lot of challenges. It's not easy. And I'm going to do a part 2 and give you some idea what it has been like for me lately. And I'm not doing this to make people feel sorry for me. That's the last thing I would want from people.